This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, October 14th, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Fine branched ridges. This image shows numerous branching ridges with various degrees of sinuosity. These branching forms resemble tributaries funneling and draining into larger channel trunks towards the upper portion of the scene. The raised relief of these branching ridges suggests that these are ancient channels and are inverted due to lithification and cementation of the riverbed sediment, which made it more resistant to erosion than the surrounding material. Windblown bed forms are abundant and resemble small ridges that are aligned in an approximately north-south direction. A cone-shaped hill. There are many hills and knobs on Mars that reveal aspects of the local geologic history. Typically, the hills in the relatively smooth region surrounding this image are flat-topped erosional remnants, or mesas, with irregular or even polyhedral margins. These landforms suggest widespread erosion of the soft or weakly cemented sedimentary layers. This hill stands out because of its circular inverted cone shape and apparent dark streaks along its flanks visible in lower resolution images. Close inspection from HiRISE reveals that the fine soil sloping down from the peak are intersected with radiating lines of rock and eroding rubble. This formation is similar to lava intrusions that form in the core of a volcano. As lava is squeezed up into a central conduit, radiating fractures fill with lava-forming rock units called dikes. As the lava cools inside the ground and in the fractures, it forms into a harder rock that is more resistant to erosion. Later, as the surrounding sediments and soils erode, the resistant volcanic rock remains standing to tell a story of what happened underground long ago. Casae Vallis. Casae Vallis is a valley system that was likely carved by some combination of flowing water and lava. In some areas, erosion formed cliffs along the flow path, resulting in water or lava falls. The flowing liquid is gone, but the channels and dry falls remain. Since its formation, Casae Vallis has suffered impacts, resulting in craters, and has been mantled in dust, sand, and fine gravel, as evidenced by the rippled textures. Gullies in a central pit crater. Sometimes a central pit forms inside some Martian craters, especially when there's substantial ground ice, such is the case in this observation. Sometimes what we call mass wasting processes, think small avalanches or landslides, occur on the slopes of the central pit. We took this image to search for any recent activity that would add to or modify previously identified gullies. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.